וישב יעקב בארץ מצרים, בארץ מגורי עובי ובארץ כנען. אלה תולדות יעקב, יוסף בן 17 שנה ואורס, ונשוא אביו יוסף. ויחלום יוסף חלום ויגד לאחור ויוסיפו עצמו יוסף.
He tells
them the first dream, and all of you bandles bound down to my aluma. Shemesh vayoreach, the sun and the moon, 11 stars, mishach v'imli. Vayigam vayobi, ma'a chalem hazeh asher cholamta, v'inovi ani v'imcho v'achecho, v'ayikanu b'yecho v'ovim shom ha'resado. We have two dreams of Yosef in this week's parasha. The first dream, Yosef says, we're going to the field, we're calling the tvua, ma'al mimalumin, my bamboo stands up in the middle, and all of you bamboos bow down to my aluma. The second dream, I'm standing near the sun and the moon, and the 11 stars are mishtachim. Frag the Moishav skeinim lebalei ha'teisvus. Why in the first dream, Yosef doesn't say, I'm in the middle of the field, all of you are bamboing alumas, and all of the alumas mishtachim to me? No. Everyone has a bandle. Mine stands up, also strange how it happens in the middle of the dream. And everyone's aluma is a mishtachma to my aluma. And the second dream already, Yosef says, I'm standing, the sun, the moon, everyone comes to bow down to me. Why in the second dream say also? It's 12 stars. 11 stars bow down to that star. Zogu Meshav Skenim, how we will know that it's his star? Aluma is everyone made an aluma. Oh, my aluma stand up. Your aluma is bound down to me. There's 12 stars. So we had a dream that we were picking stars. They didn't have these things then, yeah? So how do you have that your stars are mishtach with my stars? It just doesn't go. Nope. Maybe we could say another tenet. It's another kasha. Now this was Moshe Skeni Lebalei HaTeisvus, now it's Balei HaTeisvus Al HaDeir. Frek Teisvus, the Gemara says, Yosef tells Paroi later, in Parshas Miketz, Ve'al Hishanois HaChaloim Ki Memaer O'Elokim La'Asoisim. When it doubles up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rushing to do it. Yosef had a double dream. You know how many years it took till they started to bow down to him? He was 2 years in jail in Mitzrayim, then 7 Shnei Sarov. After 9 years it happened. And here Yosef tells Paroi, Alishanoi Sachaloi, Azei Frek Teisus. Zog de Rashbam, Basadik Zog de Rashbam al Adeire, that only if it happens in the same night as the Klal Alishanoi Sachaloi. That's Hadin. If it's in 2 nights, it's no deal, Yishanoi Sachaloi. Yosef had a dream, woke up in the morning, second night, another dream. But maybe we could say a different tenets. The Ramban in our week's parsha says that Yosef's dreams were not only a dream, it was a nevuah. I know you're asking why I need a Ramban. We know that it happened. The Ramban learns what was a nevuah to Yosef. And the Ramban says that in the first dream was 11 brothers mishtachim to Yosef. Second dream, sun, moon, father, mother, stepmother, and 11 brothers mishtachim. Zog the Ramban, why Yosef never sent a message to his parents, to his father? I'm in Mitzrayim, he was a king. Send a message. So you could say it was impossible. Zog the Ramban, Shehoyo Osuk Bekiyum Chalomoiso. Shehem Divrei Nevuah. שהיו עוסק בקיום נבואס חלומויסו, וכיוון שבחלום הראשון צריכים להשתח ויסחד עשר אחים בלו ינקר, יודע that he doesn't have to tell them that his Yosef till the 11 brothers came. So I wonder a little bit, this is mamish pshat niflo be Yosef. Listen carefully. In the first dream, what happened? They were mishtach with Yosef as Mr. Yosef, as Mr. Prime Minister. Mr. Prime Minister. They didn't know that he's Yosef, right? He was the one that had a lot of money. He was in charge and giving out the food. They came to him, mishtachbe to him. And that dream, his name was not Yosef. They were not mishtachbe to Yosef. They were mishtachbe to his gown. It was a king gown that was in charge of the food. Mishtachbim le'alumosi. They were mishtachbim to the guy that he's the mashbir. He was not allowed to be Yosef in the first dream. And the second dream, when Yaakov comes down, he's not mishtachbe to the aluma. He's mishtachbe to his son Yosef. So everything is meyushev lehafti. And it's more from that. The first dream, the ishtachavor, was food. This is the reason it was busy to be with food. Melakti memorim basodeh. And they were mishtachbe to his oimer, to his aluma. And the second dream, they were mishtachbe to Yosef. And this is the oimek in the Ramban, that he was not allowed to tell them that he's Yosef till Binyamin came and was mishtachbe midin alumo. The nevuah was that 11 brothers are mishtachbe me without knowing who I am. So I'm not allowed to tell them who I am. Mamish pshat poshu. We see that the kasha of Tesis melts away, not even answered. There's no bihishalo isachaloim. Two different dreams. What is the kasha? Here it took so much time. Was that the same dream? Two total under dreams. With this, we can go to the vote of the Beis Halev. This is mamish pshat. It's so emes la'amidah shatayu mamish mamish chutz the Moshe of Skenim and the taste of the Rashbam didn't answer other questions. Yeah? Aber, Can you? Mikol Mekoyim is another kasha. In the first dream it says, Vayaged le'echov, Vayosifu snoy oisoy al chalomoyse va'advorov, they hate him. It doesn't say that they were jealous. In the second dream it says, Vayiga bo'yoviv, Vayekanu bo'yechov, they became jealous. Zogdu b'yisalevi, why in the first time they were not jealous, and in the second time they were jealous? First time they hated him. Zogdu b'yisalevi, mamish, obviously what we said, he said it in his words. The first dream was, I will be king, I will have money, you will bow down to me. And like we said, now that you will know even it's me, you will bow down to my position, I'll be the president. Yeah? You will be shakhma to me, not because I'm Yosef, because I have the gown. That's what to be jealous of a guy that has money. They hated him, that he thinks that he would be a charge. He didn't like it. Not jealous. And the second he said, you will know I'm Yosef, and my father will be makir that I'm Yosef, and my father will be shtachme to me. I will be more chashuv from you. Vayekanu bayoch. This they couldn't stand. So they say, over Alamol, Rav Shteyman, says over the Smaise, there was a young man that made a lot of money. A lot of money. Maybe he had a big butzlocker, house, from a house to a building, or a building, or a penthouse, or a swimming pool, I guess. Then he decided he's buying this special car with titanic handles. Because his wife told him, you need to take out the eyes of the whole city. It's enough, all of your friends are jealous of you. He said, when I drive to a meeting with such a car, people sign right away. I need it for business. I didn't take from no one. It's kosher geld completely. I give more from chaymish. I sit there 5 hours a day. So I have money. I've bitten someone. Why am I allowed to have? She said, but I'm scared all of your friends will be so jealous of you. I'm scared from that I know. So they went to ask Avshach. He said, I'm about stocking. I'm learning. Didn't touch kosher geld. Mama! His wife says, I'm scared, people will talk. Rav Shach asked him, tell me, you know Shas? He said, no. You know half a Shas? No. Tell me, you know one Masech, they're good? He said, no. The yeshiva shablat, but they learned the yeshivas, you could go over? He said, no. He said, he could buy any cars, no one would be jealous. There's nothing to be jealous. Tell you the big deal, yeah, that is what to be jealous. But if you don't know, that's a little bit something. The brothers were never jealous when he came to Bayechel that he will be the king of Mitzrayim. They were jealous when they shtach v'loi. Then the pasuk is Manshich. Yosef goes. Vayem ru'i shel ochiv, hine balach aloi mesazet. הנה בא לך אלוהי מסזה ואת הלכו ונארגנו ונשליחנו אליך עוד הבוירס פורס ויום הוא איש של אוכי את שימן ולוי את הרגם סז את שימן ולוי נסעת איץ' אדר ופוסק אז ממשיך לכו ונשליחנו באחד הבוירס ואמרנו חיירו החלוסוי ונראה מה יהיו חלומויסו. The Foshim say, we will kill him, and the men of the animals will eat him. So we will not say, Chayoro killed him. Chayoro acholosol, it's not checker. Vayishma Ruven vayatzilem miyode. Vayoymer loy nakenu nefesh. Vayishma Ruven vayatzilem miyode, vayoymer loy nakenu nefesh. ויאמר להם רובן אל תשלחו דם השליחו ישראל לבויר הזה אשר במדבור ויד אל תשלחו בוי למען הצילו ישראל מיודום להשיבו ילוב ויקחו וישליחו אל הבויר והבויר ריק אין במים. So the Mefarshim asks, there's a lot of questions in this parasha. ויקחו וישלחו איזה הבוירו והבוי ריק אין בוי מים. זאת רשי, והבוי ריק אין בוי מים. The boir is empty and there's no water. בדרך כלל, when something is empty, but maybe there's no water, right? Have an empty cup, there's no drink inside. If it's empty, there's no drink inside. והבוי ריק אין בוי מים, פשטיין, אז הבוי ריק אין בוי מים. זאת נגמור עם שבת. ממש משלם, אבל הבוי ריק, אין יודע שאין בוי מים, מה אתה מולוי מר אין בוי מים? אין בוי מים, אבל יש בוי נחושים והקרב. איך מולו זה חזר? Just to hear the חזר. הבוי ריק, אין בוי מים. ממש משלם, אבל הבוי ריק, אין יודע שאין בוי מים. מה תלמוד לא אמר אין בוי מים? מים אין בוי, אבל נחושים והקרב אם יש. אבל נחושים והקרב אם יש. זה מפורשים מה זה קשה, שדיס זה ישמע רובן ויצילה מיודע. הרי אני לא לבור, שיש בי נחושים והקרבים מעידים על אופשם איס. So this is our צורת. So one vote the world says the צורות הוא מרבין אסן אייבישי צחן הכבות. The Gemara says in Shabbos דורא שם נוסם בסמלו עם נרחניקה שהניחו למעלו מ-20 עמו פסולו כסוגו וחמוב ודורא שבילסם בסמלו בשם הממן יולי ומי נחסיב הבוי ריק אין במים משהו שנה מה והבוי ריק אין ידע שאין במים מה דורא מהם במים אבל נכון שבה הקרב אם יש לו זאת גם בניסי להביא שסבור לזה שייך זה two members to each other. So some say it's the same name. But my son, the men of Shtan Chumah, it's born near each other, not with the same name. So you can read this in Ayvishitz. Lechure, me'idim alav shemes. The Tehret says, Reuven didn't know that it's Nechoshim ve'akrabim. How he didn't know was Lamadu me'esu mama. So we see Lamadu me'esu mama, people don't look. Lechalek ha'shinichu ba'ala me'esu mama psula, because you can't see. Reuven is in Ayvishitz. The people don't see them. I know you're asking a kasha, we see planes 5 miles up, right? You don't see. And the world says it's meduyek. Nashmichenu haboro. If you look in the post, if you have a chumash, the Zayin Pesuk of David says haboro. Haboir reik ein b'mayim. So then when they planted said throne to the boy, it was taken, they thought that it's empty. Only later it was something inside. But the Welt says under the world. What do you think? Malan as the mama, you don't see? You see. I see planes. I see bridges, towers. The Welt is, the question is, the brothers threw him into the boy was the Choshev HaKrad. So if we didn't know, we didn't know. But now we go with the Yisrael Shalom that he for sure saw the Choshev HaKrad. Yeah? So the Kasha is, Meidim Olam Shemes. The Kasha. We'll answer the Chaim Zakodesh to answer. But it's not Bidei Olam, it's Bidei Shemaim. We'll answer it in a second. We'll have time. But the Shaila is, but they saw that the snakes didn't bite him. They had to take out. Sorry, Yosef, sorry. They put it into the cave full of snakes in that garden and no one touches it. So he is a tzaddik. So say sorry. The answer is, when the nest is in front of you, you believe in it. When it's far away, you answer. They were not, maybe this Nechoshim are sleeping now, maybe he said something. We want Pirsum and Nisa to be in front of us. The Malam is the Malam. For sure you can see a Minerva there. There's one thing, you walk in the street, in the face you see a Minerva. This is what the Gemara means. The Pirsum and Nisa has to be the follow. But the Rachaim HaKodesh says, what is the Pshat Vayatzil LeMiyodom? Zog the Rachaim HaKodesh. That a Bal Bchire has a right to kill a person sometimes when he doesn't deserve it. But the animals listen to a person. A Tzaddik will not happen to him something if he doesn't deserve to happen to him. A Bal Bchire, sometimes they could kill him kivyochol even if it's not Nigzon. But the Nechoshi v'akrabim, the world explains it with a beautiful maise. One of the Rabbanim in Pirsk said over this mashal, was once a big, big person. He was the Domshel Kedoshi. And he feels like that he's a big rabbi. He was a kid. The rabbi's mishpocha, and he decided he's a big rabbi. And he knew that the same Akdashim, they would wake up in the middle of the night, they would take the horse and they would tell, drive. So he also got up in the middle of the night, he told the Shamish, it was a snowing night, take the horses, hit. After 5 minutes, he says, okay, now leave them, let them to go where they want. So the horses start to get wild, they drive in to the house of the Pohitz, into his dining room. Boom, the whole wall goes down, all the horses are there. The Pohitz is sitting in his house. The middle of the night, he sees the horses driving in. He takes out his gun, he goes over to the Balagola, and tells him, you crazy? So the Balagola does with his finger on the rail. Okay, but like, the Polish looked on the Rebbe, he didn't do nothing to the Rebbe. Came back home, the Rebbe asked the Balagola, you know there's a halacha not to be a Moisa. How are you mastering? I saw you do with a finger on me. He said, I decided one of the two. If you're a tzaddik, so nothing will happen to you. And if not, you deserve it. So the Chayim HaKodesh, Reuben told the brothers this. Yosef, you claim that Yosef is pushing us down, that he's the mamshich. This was the time. Oitzi divos of what? He said, about the snakes are dangerous. If Yosef is the one that is mamshich, and he's the b'chira of us, tak and nothing will happen to him, and this will happen. And if he's not the b'chira of us, he's tak and deserves, you're right that he deserves to die. So it's not stam. Woman told him, we'll test it. If he's a tzaddik, he will take and I die. This is what my Yatzila and Miyoda. This is what Achaim HaKodesh means. He told him, if Yosef deserves to be Yosef, as even the others acknowledge him, nothing happened to them. And if he doesn't deserve to be Yosef, then maybe that's what happened. Chazal say, Ilu Yoda Ruben, Shakosu, Yoima, Yishma Ruben, Yatsilon Yodom, Hoyo, Noisoyal Kseifo, Umelichoy Laobi, Ilu Yoda Aaron, Shakosu, Yoima, Veroacho, Besomach, Beliboy, Hoyo Yoitze, Betupim, Umechoyos. It's a very shvara medrash. What I saw they bring down, and this is a real message that I want. A person a lot of times has an isoya. Reuben is arguing with his brothers. Avada, we don't understand this, he's very she'elyon. But Reuben is fighting with his brothers, and he tries to save him. And the pasuk says, Vayatzile miyodom. Reuben would know that Hashem calls it Vayatzile miyodom. He will do that tzolek moishe tzorich. But all of it is bailing. A lot of times the person, it's hard for him to learn. He would know that when the Mitzvah Hashem would come to the Shemaim, alright, Yankul Mishon Nefesh Friday to learn Mesiru She'en Kedug Mosul. You know what he would do when he would come to this Medrash? He would not talk to no one. But he doesn't realize how little pe'ula that he's doing, how much is in the Shemaim. So he was Maisa Nefesh, put five disturbings here and there. If a person will understand, he davened the Kavona, even that he had it hard. It was hard for him. And he woke up. And the Shemaim, they're right again. Yoim ployni almoini, Reuben had an isoyen, v'yispalil af shehoyo kosheloi. So what he would do if he knows that this boy is going to written down? He would shakul kol kolchoi. A lot of times we do a small pe'ula. We don't know how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshiv this pe'ula. The pasuk is mamshich. Vayeshvu lecho ilechem vayisu enem vayiru v'inarochas ishmoelim bo megilov ugmaleim noisim nechois v'tzri v'loit hoilchim lehoiriv mitzrayim. Rashi says, it's a shver Rashi. The Arabs normally they have oil. Yeah? They have neft. And now they're carrying psami, and the tzaddik will smell psami. First, I don't understand. Arabs have neft, I know. Saudi Arabia, they find it under the ground. I don't know in the time of Rashi from when the Arabs had the oil, yeah? Rashi says, even time the Tanakh already, the Arabs are busy with the food, they go down to the... I don't know the answer, yeah? When the Arabs came to Iran, they have neft today, it's coming from under the ground, yeah? Rashi says, Arabs have it. Belongs to the Arabs, is they shake in Rashi. So Rashi says, there's a kasha. Arabs, instead of carrying the neft, they carry the psalm. But the tzaddik will not smell a bad smell. So it's a beautiful vort of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. I want to explain it to you. It's a big lesson in life. It's 8 years ago, it was a Yigman in Yeshiva. His wife was killed Friday in a car accident. And a wife and a baby girl, both were killed in a car accident. People told me I knew him, you know, I made bad names, I didn't go to the riot. He was hurt very, very bad. He was in intensive care. Yom Shlishi, he woke up. They took him out for 5 hours out of the hospital that someone could, the people could be Menachem Ovel. I'm a Kohen, I couldn't come to the hospital. They asked me if I could come to be Menachem Ovel. They say, he knows you. I said, I don't know the name, but even if he doesn't know me, I'm going to go to Mechazik Ayit. I came into the room. He was with bandages all over. You only could have seen his eyes. So I didn't recognize him. It doesn't have Kaplan, I want to tell you a story. When the car hit us, I lost consciousness. I woke up for a second. From my corner of my eye, I see my wife. I see her head is not attached. I understand everything what happened. And I see the paramedic that is working on me as a lady. Is one from paramedic lady in Yerushalayim. She's his cousin. She signed with Mada that she would never have to work in Friday. She's a Yiddish mother. And she was there and she was helping me. I was so happy. And I closed my eyes. I woke up again when they took me in between the ambulance, running into the hospital. they were running with me. I woke up, and again I saw she was near me. I was so happy she would take care of me. I closed my eyes. I woke up after three days, and I was out of the country. And I'm so happy that she was there. And I tell it to people, and I see people look at each other, and then Machilas, his wife, his daughter, he's cuckoo in Gans. He's happy that he did the paramedic with him. And I can't explain to you. I was so happy. You could explain to me. I'm happy till now. You could explain it to me. I need to know Pshat. So Rosh Baruch Manash gave me the words. This is the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz answers a kash. Yosef HaTzadik, his brother, is Paschal, he's a roide. They undress him. Naked. They sell him to the Arabs. You understand what position it is? From the son of Yosef, Ben Chovi was going with Kohen Espasi, what it means. His brother took off everything. They're selling him to a country that has no chance in the world that he could get out of there, and they're not even nervous that he would manage to send a message to the father. Howard was like 1,000,000,000% that there's no way to get out of there. Even in jails, you could pass things into the jail. There was no way. It was closed completely. You think he managed to smell what kind of smell he smells in that time? I had to visit this week a Holocaust survivor. So he showed me a picture. At the end, it was in Auschwitz. At the end, he took away everyone. Here the guys ran one time, here the guys ran the second time. The third time he hid under the bodies of the dead people that they burned. You could see his clothes. Everyone else doesn't have clothes. He's the only one you could see. So I asked him how he got this picture. So he said he was there. I'm not going to the whole story. I was not going to get to the Chumash here. But then, when the camps were freed, he couldn't walk anymore. He was there 15 days with his friend. He started to crawl out. So the American rabbi that picked him up, first he thought that it's a Nazi, he started to cry, they had to give him shots. And the guy said, before I take you away, I want to take a picture, if you don't mind to climb back in for a second, and I could take a picture. And this is the picture that he got. And the guy didn't do it from a bad place. And I asked him the smell. So we discussed a lot of things. I was very shocked to see the picture. It's very scary. It's very removed. But you think he smelled? You think he felt something? No, we should ask him. Bodies, not bodies. You don't even, you know. Yosef HaTzadik, the smell. I think like the B'chaim Shmulevitz. Zog the B'chaim Shmulevitz. You want me to know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to tell Yosef HaTzadik, I'm punishing you. Everything is with a cheshbon. You need to be sold, everything has to happen. Smell you don't have to get. So smell will not be there. You know what it gave Yosef the message? It's the Bayra Oilam. It's not my brothers. And this kept him going the whole time. This lady never had to be there. And you knew, she told you she will never be there Friday. And out of the whole world, she was there and she's there for you. She will make sure your wife will be covered, your kids, everything will happen. You knew it's Ashgocha. When you know it's Ashgocha, even if you get the biggest clap, you manage to survive. And I want to tell you, you have to have a koyach. Yosef HaTzadik had that koyach. That guy had that koyach. In life, Hashem sometimes gives very, very hard tests. But bederech klal, He sends that little kiss. The Yisoid state in the Ramban and the Pasuk. I'm going back. The Ramban says it beforeish. The Ramban learns it was a malach. For the Ramban, why it had to be like that? Yosef got lost. He couldn't find his brothers. He was told to lost. A malach comes and helps him to be trapped into his brothers. Why to send a malach for that? So the Loshon HaRamban is Givaldik HaRamban. Zog the Ramban. Vayimtzoeyu ish vehine toye basode. Ve'omar ki utoye min haderech. ולא יודע אונו ילך ונכנס בסודה ויעריך הכוסו. What is נגיעה? I think the Ramban in the middle of מחירס יוסף. יוסף is getting lost, it's going to the left and the right in the corner, up and down. מה זה נגיעה את מחירס יוסף? להגיד, listen to it, כי סי בו ישרה בו יסבואו אילוב שהיו רואי לאחזוי. אבל הכל סובר לכובד הובי בגלנס עם יוסף. A, B, ולהודיע אוית כי הגזירו אמס והחריצוס שקר. כי זימן לו הקדוש ברוך הוא מאיר הדרך שלו עם נידאיתוי להביא אוי ביודו. ולזה נסכמנו רבי סיינו כאיש עם הלילו הם הלוכים. פימין זביל מהלכו, שליח. Why Hashem did it? Now when Yosef was sitting in Mitzrayim and he was saying, it's such a mistake, I went to my brothers, I had to know it's dangerous. Oh, it's such a mistake, I rented this apartment, such a mistake. Such a mistake, I came back down to Israel, such a mistake I did. I'm sitting here in jail. It never had to happen. Hashem turned me around like this. And he will give him the koyach to pass the years of Mitzrayim. And this is Be'etzim, the koyach of Emunah. The koyach of Emunah is to believe it's in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he gives you to see it. You just have to open your eyes. You get a clap from here, the clap from here, the clap from here. And if you open your eyes, you peek up and see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Messiah. Then the pasuk is mamshich. Vayikru v'eshlichu aboiro v'yishu lecho elechem v'yisu yishmet v'yoymer Yehuda elecho mabetza ki na'aroi gesochinu v'chisinu esdomri lechu v'nimkerenu leishmeinim v'yadeinu arti aboi ki yochinu b'sareinu v'yishmu elo. ויאמר יהודה, מה בצע כינר וגסוכים? זאת בגמורה, מה בצע בו יצא הבירך מי עץ השם. אז אומרים לו, יצא הבירך מי עץ השם, אין לי שיר בחנוז, רק גוזל חיסרוכית עם תוך מעבור, אין זה בבורך אל המנת. גמורה סלס, לא נזן ראש, סנהדרין. בו יצא הבירך מי עץ השם. אפסום אותר זה יהודה, וואו, יהודה, כל הכבוד, that you saved Yosef. Mabetza, boitzei abirech ni etz Hashem. If you mehalel Yehuda for what he did, you mena etz Hashem. Mena etz Hashem. You thank Yehuda, you mena etz Hashem. Zog me reforshing, yes. Yosef went down to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was Eretz Meleo Zimo. When Yaakov finds Yosef, he says, "Aoy Yosef, Aoy Yosef, Bni Chai." He didn't believe. Vayofek Libo Kiloyemin. Yosef is Chai. Yosef could stay Kodesh V'Torah in Mitzrayim. To send him down to Mitzrayim is a Nisoyen Shein Kedug Mosri. It's not a atzola to save him to go down to Mitzrayim. V'meile bo'yitzei abirech ni etz Hashem. Bo'yitzei abirech ni etz Hashem. V'posig v'mamshik. I want to mention it. Vayishvu lecho ilechem. Vayisu enei v'yav v'ine ochas Yishmoeli. It's brought down the Sforim HaKadoshim. The brothers went to eat bread. So we look at it like, you know, like a cheat. They saw Yosef and then they sit and eat. It's vodal that when a person is angry, again, to friends, marriage, life, a lot of times you're tired and you're hungry. Don't do something when you're tired and you're hungry. Calm down, sleep, eat, and then you can do what you have to do. The brothers went to eat bread before Mechiras Yosef. Somebody angry, you don't finish. You tired? Wait till tomorrow. You're hungry? Wait till after. Okay, Yosef comes down to Mitzrayim. Maybe I'll say one word before. I want to say this word. It's more important to say this word. That Yosef goes, before Yosef goes to Mitzrayim, Yehuda goes Ve'ele Me'echov, and he goes to the story. He marries Tamo, two of his kids die, and the third kid he doesn't want to give Tamo to marry. Tamo waits for him on the derech, Vayeta lo Yehuda, and he marries her. From that the Mashiach Tzidkenu comes out. There's a lot more to talk about. I want to say a vote that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said, and he was yelling at it in Yeshiva. Chazal asked Akasha, Yehuda goes over to a woman that is standing Be'im Aderech. So what Rashi answers? What Rashi answers? A malach pushed him. Vayeta lo aderech. Rashi brings it down. Chazal brings it down, sorry. The Medrash Rabba. The Medrash Rabba says, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Bikish Laver, Zimu Lai Kodesh Baruch Hu Malach, Shumemun Al Atai Ve Omar Yehuda Yechan At Oilech, Baal Kochi Shaloi Betrivos. The Malach. Other answer, different answers. Okay, everything I understand why Yehuda did it. What Tomo thought when she stand there? She thought Yehuda will come over there? What she thought? She's dressed herself like Isha by nine, like a Zoyno. She's sitting there. Yehuda will come. And that's Hashem sent the Malach to push her. But what she thought? She knows who's Yehuda. Yehuda doesn't go over. What she thought? She knew that it's the right thing to do even with Yehuda. We're not going in out to the whole cheshbonis. When a person knows that he has to do something in ruchnius, even if the chances are 1 out of 1,000,000, you have to get up and try. You try to finish us, you will know us. You try to know Mishneh Brura, you will know Mishneh Brura. You try to work on davening, you will work. If you say it's impossible, it will stay impossible. Tomo said, I need to bring kids from Yehuda. There's no chance. I will stand there. The rest Hashem will do. So the same thing was with Ruth and Boaz. Nobody does Ruth go to the Sode. Boaz is there. The chance is Ruth that Boaz will kill her. She came in the middle of the night to his tent. She says, there's nothing else what we could do, and this is the right thing, this is what we do. The chance is 1 out of 1,000,000. And ruchnius, you can't wait. And you have to remember, try to do the most that you could. And the end of Bayra Ilam will help. And he said, this is Chalik. If you know, Yeshua knew the back to back Chalik. Chashmonai found one day of oil. Tumuhutul betzivu. But they want to light kosher oil. But it's only for one day. This is what we manage. Hashem will do the rest. Yeah, it comes, you can't have it. Come to Seder. Start to learn. The rest of the Bayra Ilam will do. The fight is Alamo. Hashem shows you there's no way you could do it. No human being could feel I could know Shas facing. It's not Shaykh. You look in the Sforim Shab, it's not Shaykh to know everything about Pe. It's not Shaykh. The oil can light for 8 days. You have to start. One more thing, we'll finish with that. It says, Vayanach bigdoy vayazoy bigdoy biyodoy vayetze achutzo. He ran out. Frag the Mephoshim. Why he left the clothes by her? He knew if he leaves the clothes there, tomorrow she has evidence against him. The Mephoshim said two votes, and one of them is good. When you have a Nisayan, Chazal said Yosef had a Nisayan. When you have a Nisayan, the first thing is run away. Don't stay there for a minute. Yosef decided it's better to leave the clothes than to take the chance to stay 1 minute with a Nisayan. Aleph. Another Pshat Devel says, to fight with her, to grab the clothes, it's already having shayachus with her. You'll do it in the end. To fight with the bad sometimes is already connected to the bad. So the Mela, when you misasik with her, the Mela is a chash that something will happen to you.